Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and activities in the name of the Lord. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise broadcast. I am your host, Ambassador Hagen, and at this time, we ask you to prepare yourself, and let's go right into the broadcast now with the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise service, where the leader is Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Magnify your holy name. We marvel at your creativity and your power. How precious you are, O God. We revere you. We worship you.
Hallelujah.
We'll have your way in our souls. Our souls say yes. Our hearts say yes. Our minds say yes.
Yes.
Our spirits say yes.
Yes, Lord.
We just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Even this day we give you 1,000 thank yous. Amen. Thank you, thank you. Help us, Lord, to be what you want us to be.
Thank you.
Just to do what you want us to do and to say what you want us to say. Holy Ghost, come on in. We welcome you on this prayer line. We welcome you. You're the leader. You take over. And give us what to do. And we'll follow you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Forgive us for all sin, our sins of commission, the sins of omission, and help us to forgive those who trespass us against us.
Yes, yes.
Help us, Lord. Bless us, we pray, this holy day.
Hello.
Yes, thank you for your anointing and for affecting our lives.
Yes.
Thank you for answering our prayers whenever we call you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the atonement for all of our sins.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for beautifying the mute with salvation. Thank you for breathing on us. Yeah. Thank you for cheering us when we were sad and for cleaning us up from all sin and shame and for caring for us, Lord. For all your compassion when others don't have it. Thank you for your compassion and for creating in us a clean heart and renewing the right spirit for your deliverance. And oh God, thank you for endowing us with your power through the auspices of the Holy Ghost. This wonderful day, we give you praise, we give you adoration. Lord, we love you. We thank you for your strength and for all that you're doing for us, for sustaining us, for sanctifying us and for setting us free. Oh God, we know that we'll have other trials and tribulations, but God, we're not going to wait till those things are over to praise you and thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We're not going to wait till you break every chain to praise and thank you, but we're going to thank you right now. Thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do and for what you're doing right now. Already done. We give you all the glory and praise. Now look on the people everywhere and bless them and help them strengthen, heal every sick person on the prayer line. Open doors that have been closed in our faces. Those who need help with their mortgage, I pray that you help them to get it reorganized so they can really afford it in this day and time. Those who need help, God, in any situation with their children, help them. Those who need help with their grandchildren, help them.
Lord,
those who need help, body, Lord, help them. We cry help, Lord, in every situation, help. Now we bind the devil and cast him out.
Bind him and catch him
in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bind
him.
Cast him out. Oh, God, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. We just give you the praise and adoration for everything.
Yes, yes.
God, oh God, oh God, oh God.
Lord Jesus.
Clean our hearts up, clean our minds up.
Lord,
please. Bind every evil spirit of strife and evilness and hatred.
Yes, Lord. Please.
And all of those things that the enemy would try to do. Try to hinder this prayer line. God. In Jesus' name. All those arrogant spirits and spirits that are overbearing, not violent.
Those
spirits that don't want to listen, just bind the devil everywhere, Lord. Bless us in the name of Jesus. We give you the praise, and all the thanks will be thine. We ask these blessings in the name of the Lord Jesus for the glory of God. Thank you for it. Bless,
Lord.
Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Wonder, are y'all awake? Good morning to you on the prayer line. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Dr.
Johnson.
Good morning.
Good morning. Bless you, man of God.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Coming
out of you. That's it. Let's start right now. Praise check. Give him praise.
Nobody greater, Lord. We magnify your name.
Pastor Kevin Strotter, Pure Faith Outreach Ministries. We just appreciate being here this morning. We thank God for you. We thank God for the opportunity. We thank God for just simply allowing us to be here to get back on track. We are the number one faith-based motivational and inspirational broadcast network on the internet. We're located at GMAP1.com. That's GMAP, the number one. .com. We just want to encourage you this morning. Stop by. Be a member. Be a friend. Be blessed and be a blessing. We are on the move, and we simply thank God for being at the forefront. We thank and we praise you this morning. God bless you. We'll turn it back over to you at this time, Dr. Johnson. God bless you.
God bless you, and I want to welcome again Ambassador Hagen, who has set up the blog line for us also. Are you there, Ambassador Hagen? And just give us a glimpse of the blog line just for a moment. If you're there, the line is open to you. Amen. Amen. She must be on mute. But if you get a chance, say hello to us. But she set up the blog line, and we have about 1 million listeners even on the blog line. Thank you so very much. God is so ultra awesome. You see what I call him, ultra awesome. He's above all offerings. All right. Are you there, Lady Hagen, Ambassador Hagen?
Praise
all right,
God
yes. bless you.
Dr. Johnson, can you hear us? We're speaking to you from the blog, our radio. Can you hear us?
I do hear you. Well, thank you so much. Tell us a little bit about 10 seconds, 20 seconds about the blog line real quick.
Yes, sir, the blog, we are heard all over the world. We have over 1 million listeners. We are heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Europe, all over the world. We are a special network out from Hollywood setting as well, and we have our biblical offices stationed in Seattle, and we're excited to be able to carry the first fruits. God bless. Thank you so much.
God bless you. I know from Hollywood there are a lot of people who are listening. And I was wondering if Prophetess Baker is on the line. Are you on the line? Identify yourself if you are. All right. I want to thank God for all of our assistants. Amen. Prophetess Gail Stith. And for all of you on the prayer line, all of our assistants. Amen. Deacon Estrada and special assistant, Deaconess Gina Hodges. And for Dr. Lacey and for Dr. Stern, oh, my God, and for my 94-year-old brother Ed B. Johnson, Dr. Pfeiffer, how could I forget you? And I certainly can't forget the one and only Lady Betty Johnson. God bless you. Amen. The Lord has touched her body, and she's doing much, much, much better. And healing has taken place.
Thank
Amen.
You.
I know she... She has the healing in her body. Thank God.
Thank God.
It's a wonderful day. I didn't get enough praise reports yesterday. I enjoy them. Sometimes that really encourages me. I said to the people, Amazing Grace. Oh, my God. And the Holy Ghost fell. And Amazing Grace Sunday. My God. I preached about the Holy Ghost and called the young people up. And then maybe somebody who was there will tell about it. But we had great, 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 great time. Amen. And God is moving at Amazing Grace. And I know the devil is angry because anytime God gets to moving, the devil is mad. And he'll try to separate people and do everything else because he's angry. Amen. But God be praised. And God be thanked. I want to just ask one of you, Sister Castile, Elaine Castile, can you
yes.
do those praise reports for us this morning?
Amen. Castile? Praise the Lord.
Hold on, I believe. All right. Get the praise reports for us, please.
All right. Good morning, everyone on First Fruits Prayer Line this morning. God is good. God is great. He's worthy of all the praise and the glory. Thank God today for Dr. Johnson and Mother Adley and Johnson and Lady Betty and all the prayer warriors and everyone all over the world. We just thank you for joining in today. We're looking for miracles, and we're going to give God the glory. Could I have the first person?
Who has a praise
to give God some glory? Anyone want to give a praise report? God has been good. He's been worthy. He's kept us through the night. Someone join in with us to give God the glory. Give a praise report
praise
this morning.
Lord, praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. I thank and praise God for a good night's sleep last night. Oh, I just feel so good today, and I just thank Him for another day's journey. Lord, I just say, God is just so good. I just can't thank Him enough. Every time I go in and come out of my front door, I just have to give Him praise and fall on my knees and just dedicate everything that He has blessed me with just back to Him because I don't owe nothing. I just thank and praise God for His goodness and His mercy.
Well, thank you, Mother Johnson. Thank you. Wonderful. And He did gave me also great sleep last night, so I'm so thankful that He woke me up on time and to be here once again. What about Mother Adley Johnson? Are you available?
Good morning. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
I am here this morning a little early. I thought, well, my goodness, I looked at the clock. I was behind this morning. It was 5:55. I thought I was behind. But, oh, I thank God this morning. Praise the Lord, because God is so good to me. I had also had a real good night's rest. Woke me up on time this morning. I just praise the Lord because he's taking good care of me. And I thank God. I just glad to hear Elder Strada back on the line. Made me feel so good because I was thinking and praying for him on the when I heard his voice yesterday. I was praying for him to come back on the line. So God is a blessing, and I praise God for it. I thank God for this prayer line. The Lord is good, so let's pray. Let's keep ourselves together and ask God to join us together with one love and unite us in his own way, and God will keep on blessing us. God bless you. Pray for Mother Johnson. God get the glory.
Amen. Thank you, Mother. Thank you. It's always good to hear from you. I was thinking about you yesterday at work. I was going through something. I said, if I had her number, I'd call her because I know she got some great wisdom to just bless you with, and it's always, you're always inspirational to me. So thank you so much. Can we have anyone else want to give Lord the praise and lift us up?
Yes,
good to hear, Lord.
Thank you for the prayer, for waking me up, for keeping me on nightmare's day. I also thank God that my night joke, you know, auntie, she had fell and she lived by herself and she had stayed there all night on the floor. And God bless her, when they found her, she was okay. She didn't break anything. My brother was so low that she began to lose out on her memory. But she's doing good now. They had her come home yesterday from the hospital. I thank and praise God that she's okay.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much. Anyone else with a praise for the Lord this morning?
God bless everyone on the prayer line this morning. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for saving me. This is Evangelist Juanita Scroggins, 816 area code, Kansas City, Missouri. I just bless God this morning. I just bless him, I bless him, I bless him, I bless him. I thank him and I bless him, I thank him and I bless him over and over and over again. I just can't thank God enough for just keeping me all night long. I still haven't been asleep. I just bless God that I'm still up. If I got off work this morning, I go to sleep, I miss the prayer line. And I said, Lord, no matter what, I'm going to stay encouraged and get on the line. And I bless God that my next to the oldest daughter, from Houston, Texas, has joined in with us this morning as well. I just want to tell the Lord thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And the praise report that after we got off the line yesterday, my next to the baby girl went to court yesterday, and everything worked out just fine for her. So I bless God today for the prayers that went forth on yesterday morning. And I know we got more to come, but I just bless God. I don't want to take up all the time, but I just want to say I bless him, I bless him, I bless him over and over and over again. Pray for me and my family and strengthen the Lord.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Will there be anyone else?
God bless you. Good morning to everyone on the prayer line this morning. This is Dr. Pfeiffer. Just thanking God for his blessings, his miracles. God has been so good. He's working things out. God has just shed his miracles on us, and I am praising God for what he is doing and for who he is. Thanking God for allowing us just to continue to invite new people to the line, different ones that come to the line that need prayer, want prayer, know how to pray. And I thank God that I have invited some people this morning. Hopefully they're on here. If they are, would love for them to give a shout-out to the Lord. And we're just praising God and enjoying everything we are hearing. And God bless everyone on the line. And I am just asking the Lord just to continue to order my steps in the Lord. In Jesus' name, I love every one of you, and God bless you. Thank you so much, and keep us in your prayers.
And thank you, Dr. Pfeiffer. It's always good to hear your voice. And that is a reminder. Dr. Johns, is it okay to ask the new people?
Way to do it, yes.
Okay.
All right, fine.
Yes. Is there any new people have not been on here on our line before that would like to give a shout-out or praise the Lord or a hello? Please join in right now.
Yes, ma'am. This is Minister Chandelyn Stokes, evangelist, Ms. Rogers' daughter from Houston, Texas. I just wanted to actually come online this morning and just say how much I bless God and thank him for his grace and mercy that he showed me every day, that is new every day. And just for keeping our family and keeping us strong even when things are getting tough and hard, and for his peace that surpasses all understanding, that's keeping us during the most difficult moments. So I just want to give praises to God just for keeping us all sane and keeping us forever bound in the Word of God and working our faith in this season.
Praise the Lord, Evangelist Stokes, and so glad to hear from you and that you joined in with us this morning. We hope to hear from you again. Would that be anyone else? Any other newcomers, first time on the line? Praise the Lord with us. Would there be anyone want to give God some glory this morning and that we can hear from you? And
praise the Lord, praise the Lord, thanks. This is Dr. Stern calling this morning. I was giving way to our new comers that maybe not be new to God, but on the prayer line. And I certainly want to send a shout out to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ this morning. On yesterday, even this weekend, I couldn't even talk, Holly. But I thank God that I'm doing a whole lot better this morning, and I do give him the praise and the honor and the glory. I'm looking for great expectation as I take my husband to the doctor today that he would be released to come out of that shoe and would be able to get back into his regular shoes. I do know that God is able. And I certainly want to thank Dr. Johnson and Mother Johnson for that good teaching on the Holy Ghost. I tell you, I've been feasting off that and been sharing it with my body and my family that is far and near, that all you need is the Holy Ghost, because we truly do need the Holy Ghost with the power and the fire with it in these last and evil days. So I just honor God this morning, and I'm so glad to be back to myself to give God the praises that is due in my spirit. And may the Lord bless you all this morning real good.
Thank you, Dr.
Right.
God bless you. Dr. Johnson, would you want me to go on?
Can you get two more praise reports? Two more.
Amen.
Two more testimonies.
Anyone just come online and just give God the glory. He's been good to us. We'd love to hear from you, newcomers or our any praise reports. God's been good to your family or... Just give God the glory. We'd love to hear from you this morning.
Good morning to the prayer line. God bless everyone. This is Mother Digby. I just thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. I thank the Lord for peace of mind. I want to say that I had some things on my mind that were kind of heavy, but I thank the Lord for how God just delivered my mind. And I thank him for how my daughter had some things that she couldn't find, some papers that she needed, and how God blessed her to find them. The Lord is just a good God, and I just praise him for it. I thank him for how he healing my daughter by the day from the, she had a real serious surgery, but the Lord is good, and I thank him for peace of mind. I thank him for the perfect will of God.
Mother
Amen.
Digby, I want to thank you. Thank you. You're such a blessing. Just thank God for you.
Yes.
Right. Go ahead. See
well, praise the Lord. Anyone else? Thank you, Mother Digby.
All right. God bless you.
Good morning.
No one
good morning. Can you hear me, Dr. Bernard?
Ken, go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. I think that was Sister Castell. This is Charlotte Gray, 816. I have been forgetting to give this testimony on my daughter, my 9-year-old daughter, Demia. We have been praying for her for asthma. She only has to take her inhaler once a day now. I'm so sorry, Lord. I have been forgetting to tell you guys how we had prayed for her. Remember, if you guys remember, she had to do the pins in her back. She's only 9 years old. They wanted to do all these things with her for asthma. But her readings were really good in March. And so now she only has to take her inhaler once a day. So she's had to use the rescue one a couple times, you know, because of the weather. But God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, God. Forgive me, Lord Jesus, God. Openly, God, I want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing. You're weaning her all the way off of that inhaler. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
What is her name?
Thank you. Thank you.
What is her name?
What's her name, Charles?
It's Demia.
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 Father, I want to thank you for how you, when I was taking an inhaler for chronic asthma, every day asthma attacks, all at school, everything, and I had to take that inhaler once or twice a day, and God, you're not a respecter of person.
Y'all call her what now?
Touch my body and heal me.
I am a red.
Mm. You can touch her and heal her.
Yeah.
I'm asking you in the name of Jesus to touch
Jesus.
That little girl, my God, and heal her body completely of this asthma. If I didn't express
man,
myself, but no, for sure. That you can do it. I know for sure that you can do it.
Brother in the hospital, but they didn't want to tell the brother yet.
In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to touch her.
It's my career.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Touch her, Lord. Touch her. Touch her. Touch her.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless her. In the name of Jesus. Heal her. In the name of Jesus. And give her complete deliverance.
Hallelujah.
So get her off that inhaler, Lord, and let her inhale the breath from you. We praise you for it, and we appreciate it.
Oh,
I said ask. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus for the glory of God. Jesus said if you ask anything in your name for the glory of God, you would do it.
Yes.
So I'm walking in your word. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank God.
Thank
Amen.
Jesus.
All right. God bless you, Sister Castile.
Yes.
You did an excellent job, wonderful job. Thank you so much.
Oh, you were.
Man, we want to move to our prayer request. Amen. Any of you on the line who want to just received the prayer request today. I'm open to it. Amen. And the line is open to you. Who wants to do that?
I'll take the request this morning, right. Dr. Johnson. Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Stern. And if you don't mind, Dr. Take the prayer request this morning.
Please do. Amen. The line is open to you.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. It is prayer time. And we're thanking and praising God for all that has been done this morning up under the heavens on First Fruit Prayer Line. Amen. And we just want to honor God today with the first of substance of the fruit of our mouth.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.